Hello, and welcome to Nostalgia Arcana. I'm your host, Doug Leaf. Each episode of this podcast, we'll look back on the movies, TV, games, people, and phenomena that we still love talking about all these years later, and ask ourselves why these bits of pop culture still enchant us today. This week, we'll be revisiting...
I can't watch this. My TV makes me so bored, makes me say, oh my lord, what is this garbage here? Wanna cover my eyes and plug my ears? It sucks, and that's no lie, it's about as much fun as watching paint dry. Lowers my IQ one notch, and that's the reason why, I can't watch. I told ya, homeboy, I can't watch this. Yeah, nothing but trash, and you know, I can't watch this.
That's right, don't touch that dial, because on today's podcast, we are going back to revisit the lost art of television theme songs, because frankly, most shows just don't have these anymore. We've kind of moved on from them as a TV watching audience, so I'm really excited to go back to these and dig into these cute little songlets from yesteryear, but I'm not doing it alone. I've got two folks with me. First, you've heard her on many of our prior podcasts, including both Disney Song Podcast. You've been on the Jurassic Park episode. You've been on Adventures in Babysitting and so many more. She is my wife, and I couldn't do pretty much anything without her. Please welcome back to the podcast, Amy Lee.
Hi, guys. It's an honor to be here.
It's an honor to be here.
What a privilege to be asked back. I'm so honored.
to yakking with your husband. All right. Well, we are really glad to have you back because I love the insight you bring. So, and our other guest has also been on many of our prior podcasts, including Masters of the Universe, The Golden Girls, Disney Songs Part 2. Gosh, so many more. You'll find him throughout this show. But please welcome back Ryan Merlot.
Hey guys, how you doing?
So I love the idea of doing TV theme songs. I won't ask what your nostalgic memories of are of TV theme songs in general, because that seems kind of weird. But I will ask, you know, Amy, what, you know, tell me like kind of your feelings about them, and you know, because I know you were excited to do this episode.
Right. Well, music just has that special power to bring you back to a certain time in your life or a circumstance or something. It's just the power of music. And going through this list was so fun because it brought back so many memories of just my childhood and random things. And it wasn't always about the show that it came from, but the song stood out. So I forgot what the question was.
We're off to a great start.
It's going to be one of those nights. I'm just warning you.
Ryan, tell me a little bit about your thoughts and memories on TV theme songs.
I kind of agree a lot with Amy, with what Amy said. I think film and television shows and movies go so well together. I think it ignites the same part of our brain, and a lot of these songs get in your head, and you just can't get them out of your head. And it reminds me of the TV shows. And I think there's two types of songs that I think of when I think of TV. You know, those songs that are written directly for the actual show, and then the songs that are written for the show but are more of a general song. And so it's interesting to see my list, because I definitely have a mixture of both. And I think that when somebody writes a song that's specifically for a TV show, it's really hit and miss. And it was fun to go through them. And, you know, some of these are real hits and some of them are real misses. But, this was a fun, I just really enjoyed. And I brought back a lot of memories of me being a kid watching these shows. So I really enjoyed this podcast.
Yeah. I we're all roughly the same age. And so I grew up watching the same shows mostly as you guys. And I just remember singing these songs on the playground as if they were the same as radio hits. Mm-hmm. And I mean, in some cases, some of them were, but like, as you said, Ryan, it's interesting. Some of these songs are more like they can't live outside of the TV show they're in. They literally
list
off character names and stuff. And others would actually function as like a full length song. And some of them even have full-length, like, radio versions. So it'll be cool. And I'm curious... actually, before we even get into our selection process, we really only had one rule, which was they have to be songs that are written for the show. They have to be songs, so they have to have lyrics. So, like, Game of Thrones is an all-time great TV theme, but there's no lyrics. The lyrics also had to be meaningful in terms of their, like, length. So, like, Ah, the Simpsons is two words. That's not enough to qualify for this. Maybe we'll go back and do, like, you know, theme music as opposed to songs. Mm-hmm. But so everything we have tonight are going to have lyrics, and they have to be for the show. So, for example, the most recent season of True Detective, the theme song was Billie Eilish's Bury a Friend. So that song predated the show by years. They just said, let's buy it and use it. We were looking at stuff that was really, you really more closely associate with the show. But other than that, people were free to use whatever criteria they wanted. So, Amy, I will ask you, what criterion did you use to try and make your list?
This was hard because a lot of the songs that I wanted to pick were songs that were not specifically from the TV show. So I ended up putting a ton of them on honorable mentions, and I don't know if that qualifies or not as honorable mentions, but I figured I had to mention them, or we'll have to do a second podcast of TV theme songs that are actually songs.
That's too unyieldy a title.
It's a little too niche. But the criteria, I mean, it's what I talk about on all these music podcasts that I do is, like, is it catchy? Does it have a cute hook? Does it have a nice melody? Does it have fun lyrics? Does it, you know, bring something back to me? But yeah, I'll dive into it when I go through each of my songs. But really, just do I like it? Is it a good song? Is ultimately how I picked.
Yeah, Ryan, how about you? What did you use to make your list?
I think for me it was if I watch the show, because I'm sure that there's a plethora of great theme songs that are out there that I didn't choose, and that's only because I didn't watch the show. So my biggest criteria was songs that come from shows that I actually watch. And then let me predicate everything by saying that I tried my best to make sure that all these songs were written for the show, but sometimes it's a little confusing as to you know, if it was written directly for the show or not, but I think I did well. But basically, my biggest criteria was, did I watch this show, and do I have memories of the show? Because if I have memories of the show, then I definitely have memories of the theme song. So,
yeah, and I think of any topic like this we've done, I think this is the night to be the least picky about the rules.
Okay,
for sure. It's interesting. My process was...
Whoa, wait a second.
Kind of the opposite.
Whoa, wait.
And now Amy's
we
like,
have
wait,
to be very particular about the rules.
Okay.
I've researched.
All right.
I made sure each of these songs was not pre-written.
I'm just saying if someone has accidentally picked a song that was pre-written, I don't want people to be like, uh-uh, now you gotta... You
know. Yeah, well, they're out of the podcast. Yeah, they're never invited back.
Yeah, no one's coming down on you like a ton of bricks, right?
There's two that I'm a little bit concerned about only because, well, when we get to them, I'll explain.
Okay.
But I think I'm okay.
All right.
But there's two that I'm questioned about.
This cannot be the podcast that breaks our friendship, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly.
As I'm like the person who's like making all the rules, meanwhile, like I break every rule. Did we do like a Disney Rides podcast? What did we do?
No, we haven't. We did two songs.
Oh, no, I did the songs, and I put three songs on one line.
Yes.
So who am I? I'm the jerk. I get it. Anyways.
So my criterion, Ryan, is interesting. I was kind of the opposite of you. I mean, yes, there's definitely songs on my list that are nostalgic favorites, things I watched over and over again. But there are some on my list where I have maybe seen two episodes of the show and one where I've seen zero episodes of the show. But I know the song, and the song was so strong that I was kind of like, I don't care that this show's a piece of crap. The song is great. And so I put some of these on there. And for me, the most important criteria was, like, if I was binge watching this show, so I'm going to listen to this song, you know, over and over and over again. How good is the song that it can withstand doing, like, because otherwise it's like, oh, I can, like on Netflix now or whatever, oh, skip intro. Like, what are these songs where I don't want to skip the intro because I still want to hear the song again and again anyway?
Right. And some of these songs, like, I have on my iPod. It's not like I'm watching the TV show.
Oh, I 100%.
Some of them I just like the song so much that it's in the rotation. It's not often in the rotation, but it's there and it exists.
I swim laps a lot for exercise, and I have an underwater iPod, and I have like three of these songs on my underwater iPod, and it doesn't have that much memory. So that tells you how much I like these songs.
Wow, that's fun.
Wow. Yeah.
So here's what I'm going to throw it out to you guys. Does anybody have any predictions for tonight?
Yeah, I do.
All right.
I think DuckTales is going to end up on both ears.
Okay.
I will not know probably.
Did you see my list?
No. I will not know 50 to 75% of the songs you're talking about, because I never do. I'm very, particular in my lane. I know what I know, and that's it.
I think the DuckTales thing is a fair prediction, if nothing else, because we literally said on the podcast where it came up before, this is one of the greatest TV theme songs of all time. It would be crazy if it didn't show up after saying that.
Right. And we can just, and Tanya's not on this podcast, but we can just go ahead and reveal her number one would have been DuckTales.
It was her number one Disney song on that list.
Right,
so, yeah.
Right.
Fair. I mean, hey, it's a banger, so not a surprise. Ryan, any predictions from you?
I think that we'll have some of them, like Amy said, I think we'll have some that will be everyone will have, but I have some, I don't know. I think most of them will be like the top, maybe the top five will be very similar, but I think there will be a lot of variety in the, upper numbers, yeah. I guess.
Interesting. My prediction was that there's going to be at least one show that's on all three of our lists.
Yeah.
I think that's likely. And I think that the overlap is going to occur more in the top half of the list than the bottom.
Interesting.
So we really need to see how these shake out. So,
yeah.
All right. Well, with that, let's get going. Amy, what is your number 10 TV theme song?
All right. My number 10 song. Let me just say this has been a week. this week, I mean, nobody cares about my personal life here, but it has been a week. So this list was put together in 5 minutes, 5 minutes ago. No, I'm kidding. But it was hard to put this list together. And I don't know what I'm talking about. But yeah. So my number 10 song is the Sesame Street theme song.
Sunny day, sleeping up.
Which is such a cute, I mean, you can't hear that song and not smile. I mean, it's just so, are you crying?
No.
Okay. it's just so touching. I mean, I just think it's just the sweetest little cutest song. And I mean, I don't have really anything to say other than of course, you're going to sing along to it. And it's very sweet and cute. And yeah, cue the music.
This is a great choice. This one was hovering around. I can't remember if I kept it on my honorable mentions, but you talk about nostalgic memories. I mean, you can't go much farther back than Sesame Street in your childhood. And watching our kids watch Sesame Street when they were little, there is something that just makes you kind of go
Yeah, and there's this video that we have of our daughter listening to the music, and she's swaying. Maybe that can be one of your reels.
Oh, she's one and a half or something.
Yeah, and she's dancing to the song, and it's the cutest thing ever.
Yeah, great choice. Ryan, any thoughts on Sesame Street before we move on?
No, but you know what's really funny is that that's definitely a great toss into my number 10. But I will say that Sesame Street, of course, it's iconic, and it's actually on my honorable mention. So, yeah. It's a great song.
Ooh, then I think I know what your number 10 might be, but I'll ask you what it is.
You probably don't. It's Come and Knock on My Door by Three's Company.
Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
Weave a lovable space that needs your face. Three's Company too. You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous.
Three's Company too.
Three's Company, and the reason is the writer Joe Raposo wrote a lot of things for Sesame Street. In fact, he could have written the theme song, but they came to him for the Three's Company theme because of his work on Sesame Street. So I thought that was kind of interesting that that Sesame Street connection is there.
Yep, that's on my honorable mentions.
Same. Why'd you pick it, Ryan?
I loved Three's Company when I was a kid. It was probably my favorite sitcom in the 80s. I know my parents really liked it, so we watched it a lot. I loved Suzanne Summers. And I just thought it was a cool, it was radical at the time, two women living with two women and a man living together. I just really loved the show, and I thought it was hilarious. I thought, everything was, it was just great. And the song was, just the opening credits, because, in those days you couldn't zoom past them. The opening credits were just great, and that song just made it even that much better.
It's funny, when I watched that show as a kid, I didn't watch the show a whole lot, but I remember any time it came on, I would wait for the song to finish before changing the channel to something else.
Of course.
That's how good that song is.
It had the zoo. Remember the zoo, the petting zoo? And that was kind of that was how it started off. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, it's on my honorable mentions too.
Okay, yeah. So there you go. So, that's three ways.
Come and knock on my door. I mean, how do you not have that? It's so.
No, it's incredibly just like cute. Like, how could you not like that song?
You're right.
All right, so my number 10. I would be crazy if I didn't have some classic 80s cartoon theme songs. And there was a lot to choose from on here. This is not the only 80s cartoon on my list, but I tried to not let that overpower my list because obviously that's going to weigh heavy on my 80s nostalgia as a kid. So I went with the 8 most beautiful syllables imaginable, and that is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Heroes in a half shell,
turtle power.
They're the world's most fearsome fighting team.
We're really hip.
They're heroes in the half shell, and they're green.
Hey, get a grip.
When the evil Shredder attacks, Leonardo leads, Donatello does machines.
That's a fact, Jack.
Raphael is cool, but rude.
Give me a break.
Michelangelo is a party dude. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Heroes in a half shell.
Turtle power.
I was like debating like which cartoon theme song to put on, and that thing opens with this. I don't know what this sound actually is, but it's this like right before the vocals kick in. And like that song just hits so hard. And the second you hear that noise, you're like, I'm in. What is this? The other thing that I love about this is anytime now people will put this in the TMNT font, just any 8 syllable phrase. So like just with that, and your brain, when you see it, it's like you sing it in the melody. Like, whenever you see that. So, I'm guessing, Amy, you were not a big TMNT fan.
I remember going to see the movie, which seems, like, off-brand for me. But I obviously know the theme song. It's iconic in its own right.
Maybe you went with Kyle or something. to see the movie or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah. Probably. No, I think I wanted a sleepover, which doesn't even make sense.
And the song is not in the movie. It's a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie. It's not a direct adaptation of the cartoon. So it's just a different take on the same source material. So I remember seeing the movie and going like, where's my song?
Oh, man, you were robbed.
Yeah, it's a good
That's
thing.
That's totally not cool.
Yeah, high five.
Dumb. That's why I'm here. Yeah.
That's a great pick, Doug, because I actually, now that you say that, I'm like, darn it, I wish I would have put that on my list because I love that song. And I love that cartoon, too.
It also does the classic 80s cartoon theme song thing, which is it tells you like who all of the characters are and one thing about them. Just in case you didn't know, like, Donatello loves machines. Like, they have to go through every single one. Like, that's such a great staple of 80s cartoons. All right, moving on. Amy, you're number 9.
Okay, my number 9 is probably higher up on, like, the standard theme song list, but it just didn't, like, it just, there's other songs that are better, but you can't hear this song and not think of the classic image of the family driving over the bridge in San Francisco. I present you with the Full House theme song.
Whatever happened to predictability? The milkman, the paperboy, evening TV. Did I get delivered here? Somebody tell me, please. This whole world confuses me. Clouds as mean as you've ever seen. And a bird knows your tune. Then a little voice inside you whispers.
Whatever happened to predictability? I have no friggin' clue what that song is about, but it's so catchy, and it's just, you instantly think of them driving over the bridge, and that's, I mean, to me, that the fact that you can conjure up a picture so vividly in your mind and be brought back to a certain show, like, it just speaks to, like, how iconic the song is, and that's all I have to say about it. I liked Full House, but I wasn't, like, a diehard fan, but a good, I mean, we all watched that show, right? I didn't watch the rewatch, but, or the reboot.
I think I've seen like maybe 5-6 episodes. I wasn't a huge fan either, but that's a great song.
Mm-hmm.
It's such the like template for late 80s, early 90s sitcom themes that like every time I've seen a show or something parody TV theme songs from this era, that's usually the template that they use. So, for example, one that comes to mind is on BoJack Horseman. The premise of that show is that he is a washed up sitcom star, and every once in a while you'll see like the theme song from his old TV show, and it's basically this. It's a very similar thing from his old show, Horsin' Around.
Orphans, 1, 2, 3, without a home or a family tree. Until this horse said, live with me. And now we got a new family. We're laughing and learning and loving a lot. Every new day is a dream. We were lost and now we're found.
Huh? And then there was that Too Many Cooks thing that went all over the, it was on YouTube and went all over the internet for a while. And that's also like kind of riffing on Full House as well. Like, so there is something like I said, it's a template. Like, this is what they're supposed to be like.
Right.
Like, songs from that
right.
era.
So, totally.
Awesome pick.
Yep.
Ryan, you're number nine.
I'm 99.9% sure we've done a, well, not me, but you guys have done a podcast on this. It is Animaniacs.
It's time for Animaniacs, and we're saying it to the max. So just sit back and relax, you'll laugh with the laughs. We're Animaniacs. Come join the Warner Brothers
and the Warner Sister Dot.
Just for fun, we run around the Warner movie lot. They lock us in the tower whenever we get caught. But we break loose and bend the moose, and now you know the plot. We're Animaniacs. Dot is cute and Yakko yaks. Wacko packs away the snaps while Bill Clinton plays the sax. We're Animaniacs. Meet Pinky and the Brain, who wants to rule the universe. Put feathers flock together, Slappy whacks them with her purse. Button chases Mindy, Marina sings a verse. The writer's script, we have no script, why bother to rehearse? We're Animaniacs. We have pay-for-play contracts. We're zany to the max, there's baloney in our slacks. We're Animaniacs, totally insane.
Yes.
Yes. And I thought those, while I was, when I was reading about this, that it was really interesting. Do you know it was, it's been translated in 21 languages, including Finnish. I thought that was kind of interesting. It's that popular. And I mean, it's such a great song. It's, you know, it's fun. It's fun like the cartoon is.
It's funny. When I heard it back in the day, I mean, yeah, it's a great song. And I kept thinking, like, the melody of that song is so good that I kept thinking, oh, they must have taken a pre-existing song and changed the words. It almost feels like, oh, this song must exist somewhere. And it doesn't. Like, they wrote it for that that show, and it is absolutely perfect. They still, actually, they put on concerts of Animaniacs. That, like, the cast will come out and do the song, because that's not the only song in the show. They had lots of songs on the show, but... Yeah, it's crazy that that still has the following, and they did a reboot series of that as well recently. So, yeah, and of course, check out our old episode on Animaniacs, which I think, Amy, you did not watch.
No, I watched a little bit of it, and I had friends that talked about it a lot, but it wasn't in my rotation. But okay. I know the Pinky and the Brain song.
Yeah, that, like each a lot
does
of
does it like each little section have its own song as well?
Yes, a lot. Of, yeah, they a lot or most of them do. No, actually, all of them do. Yeah, like the Good Feathers had their own little theme because I remember when I put together that episode, I used those themes for all of the different sections
right.
we talked about them. So, yeah, they each individual like set of characters has their own theme songs within the show. So, yeah, but Animaniacs is great. Great choice. So for my number nine, this is one of these shows that I didn't watch a whole lot of. It's a great show. You know, from what I've seen, it's fantastic and you know, deserves its reputation. But now we're up in the big leagues because I'm going with the Jeffersons.
Well, we're moving on up.
Good choice.
Moving on up to the east side.
Yeah. In that deluxe apartment in the sky.
It's like a perfect little like gospel song that
it's
they've
great.
Got. Yeah, it's just, it's just like, yeah, toe tapping just puts a smile on your face.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So.
And I'm sure I'm the only person who didn't know this, but it's a spinoff of All in the Family, right?
It's one of several spinoffs of All in the Family.
I know, and I had no idea about that. And which is totally would never air today, but it was a good show back in the day. And I mean, it probably wouldn't pass the censors of today, but I didn't know that until like yesterday.
Yeah, Jeffersons is a spinoff of All in the Family. Maude is a spinoff of All in the Family. And then they had like some sort of like sequels. There was something called like Archie Bunker's Place. So there were several. Norman Lear made a meal out of that. But yeah, the Jeffersons is probably the best of those. I haven't seen enough of Jeffersons or Maude, or you know, to form an opinion. But I mean, it's a great song. So, Amy, any thoughts on the Jeffersons theme song?
I never really watched it. I'm familiar with the song.
Okay.
I know it's very popular.
There we go.
That's it.
All right.
So we'll great on. Contribution once again.
So we'll go on to your number eight.
Okay, my number eight song. So this is definitely a nostalgia pick for me. So I'll just set the scene. When I was younger, I did not like sleeping alone. When I was like probably between 8 and 12. I don't know. I mean, it went on for way longer than it should have. But I would go into my mom's bed and sleep with her. And she watched TV to help herself fall asleep, and she would watch Nick at Night. So I would watch Nick at Night. So a lot of like, I grew up watching these like really old shows. I don't know, Ryan, you're nodding. And I think most of the songs were mostly like musical, so they didn't qualify for this list, but this particular show is just a really funny show, and there's no chance it's on anyone else's list. Maybe not. But it's Green Acres.
So far and wide, keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air. You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are there.
Which is so great. I mean, the song sets you up for it. It tells you the story of what the show is about. And it was just this funny show about, and I don't really remember exactly the details, but the city family moves to a farm. And then, you know, hilarity ensues. And it was a funny show from what I remember. But the song was just great. It's got this, I mean, I'm not going to sing it, but do you guys both know the song?
Ba-da-ba-da-da, ba-ba.
Yeah. There goes my earpiece. It's just a funny, funny song.
I remember turning on when I would have trouble going to sleep at night. I had a TV in my room and I would turn it on, and I remember that show, seeing it. Yeah, Nick at Night. Yep.
I'm glad we have the Nick at Night, like that era represented here, because there are some great songs from, you know, way back in the past, you know, beyond, you know, before we were born. But Nick at Night was a great way to kind of like absorb some of these classic sitcoms and stuff that now, like, I don't even know where you can find some of these things.
Right. I mean, I wish I could rewatch some of these shows, like the Donna Reed Show and like Three Brothers or something like that.
I watched a fair amount of Bewitched. I remember that.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
There's a lot of amazing shows that were funny, really funny shows.
Yep.
They don't make sitcoms the same anymore.
No, not
They also don't say the word sitcom way I do.
They do, but they sitcom.
Sitcom.
But there's definitely no, like we sort of said at the beginning, you don't really have theme songs anymore in TV shows for the most part. You know, they might use a little bit of licensed music. A lot of times they'll just use like a little sting, you know, like a quick musical sting to, you know, maybe they don't use up a bunch of the runtime on the song.
Mm-hmm.
It is kind of a lost art. So,
and oftentimes, even when you do have a song and you're rewatching it through like Netflix or whatever, like you skip right past it. Or yeah, they don't play the whole song on the rewatch. So they don't put a lot of energy into creating these songs anymore.
No, not at all.
I don't know. Do you think it's because of, is it a money thing, or is it because that people literally don't even watch theme songs because we have the ability to fast forward so easily?
It depends. I feel like, you know, like I mentioned Game of Thrones at the top. Like, there's no words to it, but man, like, that was a highlight of that show, just hearing that song.
It was like more energy and time and money is spent now on the graphics than the music. Because, like, they've got these incredible, like, ways to visualize the show.
I thought of Severance is another one that has an amazing visual. I don't remember the music as well, but, like, the visuals are crazy. So they will put energy into the top of the thing, but for some reason, like, making it a little, you know, catchy ditty, especially something like a Green Acres.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to hear that anymore.
It's, like, cheesifying the show too much.
Yeah, it's yeah,
not you don't take it quite as seriously if you've got like
good point. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Or I mean, there's even again, they're more likely to use licensed music. So think of like Peacemaker as a recent one where they have this like kind of throwback hair metal song and this crazy dance number with John Cena doing it. It's really fun to watch, but it's not a again, it wouldn't make our list because they just co-opted an existing song. So anyway, Ryan, you're number eight.
My number eight is the Flintstones. And it's the, I guess, so I was looking back and the first two seasons had a different song, but this is like the Flintstones, Meet the Flintstones, you know, that one. And it was actually composed by Hanna-Barbera, which is the people who brought you has brought you so many different, you know, the two guys brought you so many different cartoons in that era. But yeah, I think that, I mean, any kid, at least growing up in the 80s, has to know that song. And has to know that song pretty well because it was so ubiquitous during that era.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, again, the show that went off the air before we were born, somehow we all watched a ton of the Flintstones. And, of course, none of us knew that it was meant to be a spoof of the Honeymooners. But... You know, it was.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Still don't know that.
No, Fred Flintstone is Jackie Gleason. I mean, the voices are the same, and Barney Rubble is also Ed Norton. Hey, Fred, like that voice, and hey, Barney, like both of those are meant to be Jackie Gleason and Art Carney. But yeah, that song was ever. I remember singing that song in the playground as a kid, and probably bunches of kids had made up, you know, inappropriate sets of words in place of the original song, which I wish I could remember now, because I feel like that was definitely some version of that was sung and it was not the original lyrics. Yeah. I mean, any thoughts on the Flintstones?
No.
Okay. Sweet. That'll save us time.
You can cut that.
No, I'll keep it. My number eight is also from the Nick at Night era, because I wanted to make sure I had something kind of classic from that time period. And this one you'll still hear on Halloween, and it's...
Of course.
They're creepy and they're kooky, mysterious and spooky. They're all together ooky, the Addams Family. The house is a museum. When people come to see them, they really are a scream, the Addams Family.
Neat. Sweet. Petite.
So get a witch's shawl on, a broomstick you can crawl on. We're gonna pay a call on the Addams Family.
Of course.
I've been hearing it a lot lately. For some reason, at our daughter's gymnastics, they put together some sort of Halloween mix for when like the kids were there doing Halloween stuff, and like it's still somehow in rotation. I feel like every time I go to drop my daughter off and watch her gymnastics class, I'm going to hear the Addams Family theme and the Munsters theme because they're in some kind of like mix together that they have. So I've been hearing it a lot lately. So it was on the brain and kind of going like, oh yeah, a classic. Like, yeah. And I love the way they kind of use that little thing. If you've watched Wednesday, which is pretty good, Danny Elfman worked that da-da-da-dum. He made it like he sped it up, but it's like in, it's woven into the music from that show, which is pretty cool.
That's a great show. If anybody hasn't watched it, very, very good. And the girl who plays Wednesday was amazing.
Oh, Jenna Ortega?
Yeah, Jenna Ortega. Yeah, yeah. She's great.
Yeah. And I really, I've at some point I want to watch the old Raul Julia movies with the kids. I think those are a lot of fun.
Mm. Oh, you haven't seen those? I've seen that. They're very good too. Yeah.
Well, I've seen them. I'm saying, you know, our kids haven't seen them.
Oh, kids haven't seen them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They'll love them. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Amy, you're number seven.
Number seven. What are we on? Okay. I guess this is also an older song, although I don't remember it being on Nick at Night, but maybe it must have been. It's the Monkees theme song.
Here we come. Walk down the street. We get funniest looks from everyone we meet. Hey, hey, we're the Monkees, and people say we monkey around, but we're too busy singing to put anybody down. We're just trying to be friendly. Come and watch, sing and play. We're the young generation, and we got something to say.
Yeah. That's a great choice.
Oh, yeah.
I love the Monkees. That. This was the first concert I ever went to. I could not tell you the songs that they played, but the Monkees will always have a special place in my heart. I mean, the concept is what, like a parody of like the Beatles? Is that kind of, they were like a fake band, but that became a real band?
Yeah, mop top, kind of pop group.
Yeah, very fun. Didn't really watch, I mean, it was
almost a variety show.
Yeah. Don't remember much about it, but that song is one of the songs that is on my iPod. It's, if I had an iPod, I have a phone. But yeah, great, great song.
It's a fantastic choice. I can't believe I didn't think of it.
I can't believe you didn't think of it either. Yeah. I can't believe we haven't had any overlap at all.
Wait, we're about to, because my number seven is Hey, Hey, We're the Monkees.
Whoa! I love it when this happens. Yeah.
Yes. It's, how couldn't you have the Monkees? Such a great song. Yeah.
You failed, Doug.
I did fail. That's not my number. It's not on my list at all. It slipped my mind. I forgot it was a TV theme song. Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's great.
I mean, it was hard researching because I kept new things every time I would type in like songs with original, like, you know, theme songs, like new songs would keep popping up, and I knew I was going to miss something. I'm sure I will.
I mean, there's so many to choose from. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, and there's, you know, there's just no way to get to all of them, but yeah, a great choice. Like, I, you know, what a wonderful, catchy little song that is.
I mean, now I'm going to probably have that in my head like all night long. Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, it's one of those songs that just sticks in your head. It's fun. It's really okay
that it's in your head though. Like, it's a fun song. Yeah. You're all right with it.
Absolutely. I'm totally cool with it.
Yeah. My number seven is an 80s TV theme song, a sitcom theme song, and I picked this one because every time, like, I forget about it and then I hear it again, and man, does this thing just worm its way into my ear and won't let go, and I don't know why, but that is Mr. Belvedere.
Streets on the China, never met her before. Who cares when you drop kicked your jacket as you came through the door? No one glares, but sometimes things get turned around and no one spared. All hands look out below. There's a change in the status quo. Gonna need all the help that we can get. According to our new arrival, life is more than mere survival. We just might live a good life yet.
Oh,
that's
how
what
does it go?
Oh,
Never met her before.
Yeah, the guy who's singing it sounds like he's got like his nose in a vise. It's like if we're like, like it's like that, but it's just, I don't know. Like yeah, the whole concept of that show is like stupid, but as were many sitcoms of the era. But I just kind of, I remember watching a lot of that show, just watching him go, "Oh, Wesley, you little troublemaker." And yeah, what a great just actor that guy was too. And he was in something, I was trying to remember what it was. He was in something else when he was younger that was really famous. And someone has to point out like, that's Mr. Belvedere. I wish that my brain could come up with it right now. But yeah, just a catchy little, like very weird, like almost 1920s sounding song.
Yeah, that's a really fun song.
It is a very fun song. And I like that show too. Totally. I thought the show was really cute. I can't remember it exactly right now, but I remember liking it.
All right.
Number six.
So let's go from Mr. Belvedere to Mr. Belding. Ooh, you like that transition? So my number six song is the Saved by the Bell theme song. When I wake up in the morning and the lawn gets out of order, I don't think I'll ever make it on time. By the time I grab my books and I give myself a look, I'm at the corner just in time to see the bus fly by. It's all right, cause I'm saved by the bell. If the teacher pops a test, I know I'm in a mess, and my dog ate all my homework last night. Riding low on my chair, she won't know that I'm there. If I can hand it in tomorrow, it'll be alright. It's alright, cause I'm saved by the bell. It's alright, cause I'm saved by the bell. Which is just so, it's 90s. Is it 80s or is it 90s? It's kind of like right on the edge there.
It's right on the cusp. Yeah, I can't remember.
And it exactly. Kind of captures that essence of that time period. And like, if I close my eyes and I hear that song, I see like the colors, the opening with like the, you know, like triangles and like different flashy neon colors.
It's like literally like if you want to try and convey this is late 80s, early 90s, you show like those patterns. Yeah. Those types of like kind of neon. Yeah, just squares
like swirlies. And
squiggles.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. What and such a great, I mean, when I wake up, it's like, it's just so, so good.
And see our old episode on Saved by the Bell as well. We did that one.
Yeah. I loved that show. That was a great show. I would do a rewatch. I wonder if Celeste would like that.
I bet she would.
She might like that.
I think she would like that. I mean, I think that that's like a total, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's total early 90s fun. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Great choice.
Thank you. All right, Ryan, you're up.
Number six. Okay, so my number six is from a very, 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 very popular show called The Big Bang Theory. The whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall. We built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang. And it was written by the Bare Naked Ladies. It's the Big Bang theme.
I would say it's easily the shortest one on this list, on anyone's list.
Yes.
Because it
yes.
is, I believe, what, 17 seconds long?
30. Well, the guy was tasked with writing a song, and he was told, write the history of everything in 32 seconds.
Yeah, he was asked by Chuck Lorre to write the theme song after he attended a Bare Naked Ladies concert. And Chuck Lorre had this, like, They knew that they were going to do this show, but they had another theme song. So they were, but they basically went to a Bare Naked Ladies concert, and they were like, "Yes, please write us a song." And this was a song that came with it.
I had a hunch this would show up on somebody's list tonight. Wasn't sure whose.
Yeah,
but yeah.
This is a great. It's funny, Ryan, because I know that you're a big Young Sheldon fan, and you're like a mediocre Big Bang fan.
So I started watching that universe, but I started watching Young Sheldon. Because I had a friend who said, "You've got to watch Young Sheldon." So I watched Young Sheldon before I watched Big Bang, and I love Young Sheldon. But there is no – talk about a nothing theme song. It's like there's mm-hmm. no lyrics or anything like that. But now I'm currently watching Big Bang Theory, and so I think that's probably why it's in my list. Maybe in a year, if you ask me, and I've already watched the show, I probably wouldn't have used it. But I like Big Bang Theory too. I think it's a great show. But I really like the Bare Naked Ladies too. I think I love how they do really, really fast lyrics and like and a lot of their songs. So I enjoy it.
They're a fun band live. I've seen them once or twice. They've got great energy. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they're a little. They got a little. They Might Be Giants kind of energy. They're sort of nerdy and fun and upbeat. Yeah, it's a cool pick for a theme song too, because it is so different. Like it works. It's catchy, but yeah, all of a sudden, like it starts and then speeds up and then it's over. Like that's mm-hmm. it.
Right. Yeah.
It's maybe a that's why it works quick. So well, because it is so short and we don't have the time span. Like nobody has the attention for anything that can work.
I feel like if you're watching on like Hulu or whatever, and the like skip intro thing comes in, you might not be able to get to the button in time to skip.
Yeah. It's quick. Yeah. It's very quick.
Right, my number six. I mentioned I had a show on here that I've never watched, and this is it. But damn if that song isn't catchy. It's The Greatest American Hero.
Look at what's happened to me. I can't believe it myself. Suddenly I'm up on top of the world. You should have been some.
You'll know when you hear it. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone knows the song. No one remembers the show. The show, it looks like nonsense. It's a story of... it's actually not a terrible concept. I think if you did it right, it could be kind of fun. But basically, he is an ordinary Joe who somehow stumbles across this suit that is was left by aliens. And when he puts the suit on, he gets powers. But of course, the fun premise is he doesn't know how it works because it's an alien technology. So he is a superhero that has no idea what he's doing or how to control anything, which there's some fun ideas there. Like I said, I've never watched the show. It's probably crap. But the reason it kind of reworked itself into the zeitgeist was because of Seinfeld. Because there's a famous episode of Seinfeld where George Costanza leaves his outgoing message, believe it or not, George is in
it. I remember.
That's how everyone everyone rediscovered this thing. And after I heard it, I'm like, yeah, this the singer's Joey Scarberry. You know, it's like, the show's utterly lost to time, basically, but catchy song that'll live forever. So that's why I went with it.
Sure. I have no concept of that show at all, but of course
I've never even heard of that show. Yeah. I've never even heard of it.
If you played that song for me and were like, what show is this from? I'd be like, fuck if I know.
Yeah.
I'd lose that Jeopardy question.
Yeah. I lost no idea. That bar trivia question went right over me.
Right. Again, the number of people who've actually seen an episode of that show has got to be, you know, in the hundreds. But, right.
But that, yeah,
the song is forever now. So.
Yeah, of course.
All right. Number five, Amy.
All right, so top five. I think we're going to start to see some overlap. So my number five, you cannot have a theme song list without the Brady Bunch theme song.
Here's the story of a lovely lady
who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls.
It's the story of a man named Brady, who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
And I was watching it today just to make sure it belonged on my list. And I was like, God damn it, this is so good. And you just have the pictures, like the, you know, the nine squares, and they're all looking at each other. And I'm like, how do they know where to look? And it's, yeah, this is such a great song. I don't know anything about who wrote it, but it's good. I'm looking at you.
No argument for me. It's a classic. That opening has been parodied to death.
Of course.
It's so iconic. My favorite version of the song, to the extent that you can call this a version of the song. On his first major album, Weird Al Yankovic did a parody of Men Without Hats, The Safety Dance, about the Brady Bunch. And weirdly, the lyrics of the song perfectly match the rhythm and melody of The Safety Dance. It's like, it's a story of a lovely lady who is bringing up three very lovely girls. Like, it perfectly matches. Mm-hmm. It's very strange. I don't know how he noticed that pattern, but so that's kind of funny. Ryan, any thoughts on the Brady Bunch?
I mean, how could you not have a list without the Brady Bunch? Although it's not on my list, but it's on my honorable mentions. Yeah. But it's a great song.
If it didn't show up somewhere tonight, I would have been shocked. It was on no one.
Absolutely.
List. Yeah. Ryan, you're number five.
Okay, this is probably no one ever is probably going to pick this. I remember this show and liking this show, and I happened to be living, I think, in New York at the time, and I remember a friend of mine playing this. It's from the show Ally McBeal, the song by Vonda Shepard. It's Searching My Soul. Funny story, while I was researching this, David E. Kelly, who produced Ally McBeal, I think he was married to Michelle Pfeiffer at the time. They went to a concert of Vonda Shepard and loved her, and they asked her to record song for the show. And she's actually throughout the show. She sings a lot. Like, she has a lot of songs and a lot of appearances throughout the show, but I just think it's such a cool song, and that's one of the songs that I have on my iPad when I swim. It's a fun song. It's great, and she does it live, and I've seen her do it live a couple times, and she's awesome live. So if you ever get a chance to see her live, go for it.
I had one of her albums, the Ally McBeal soundtrack, I guess. I'm not remembering what the theme song is, though.
Up and down this road, down this walking road, the line, watching the
lights, be my pride.
Wow.
I've been searching my soul tonight. So much.
I mean, you guys are both amazing singers. And
I've been searching my soul tonight.
It's not registering at all, but Hooked on a Feeling, her cover of that is classic. I liked her music. Yeah. It was a lot of
Vonda
covers.
Vonda Shepard, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Covers.
Vonda Shepard. Yeah, it's good. Yeah, it's a good song.
Fun. That's a great choice. Yeah. All right, my number five, I went with another Nick at Night favorite. Ooh. I felt like this one had to show up on somebody's list somewhere, but I went with it. Seemed like an obvious choice, but Gilligan's Island.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic port aboard this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailing man, the skipper brave and sure. Five passengers set sail that day for a three-hour tour. A three-hour tour. Started getting rough, the tiny ship was tossed. If not for the courage of the fearless crew, the minnow would be lost. The minnow would be lost. The ship's aground on the shore of this uncharted desert isle, with Gilligan, the skipper too, the millionaire and his wife, the movie star, the professor and Mary Ann.
Oh, of course.
Oh, of course.
It's on my HMs.
Yeah, another one that, like, maybe this is why I have a weird love of sea shanties. I don't know. But it's a cute little sea shanty. You know, it's, again, probably, like, if you were to make a list of, like, you know, great TV theme songs and we were going to do it, you know, 30 years ago, if we sat down, like, this would probably be at the top. God, I mean, who didn't grow up hearing this song over and over?
It's another one of those.
I know every word of it. Yeah, I could sing it. I could sing it perfect. Yeah, it's a great song.
I was just gonna say, it's another one of those that, like, we're gonna tell you the story and then you're gonna watch the show, and it just sets you up perfectly.
So yeah. The funny thing is, there's two versions of the song. Well, actually, there's that secondary version that's at the end of the show, but there were two when they started the show, like the first season or maybe the first two. At the end, they go like, the movie star, the professor and Marianne. That's the second version. They literally, at some point, I forget where it is in the original version, but at some point it's like Gilligan, the skipper to the millionaire and his wife and the rest. At some point they just go, and the rest? Yeah, and they didn't list off like all of the characters, which is really funny to me. I went with this in my head. It's the second version where they properly list everybody, including the professor and Marianne. So, yep, that's it. Gilligan's Island is a dumb show, but man, that song is it's a banger. So
absolutely.
All right, Amy, you're number four.
Number four. Okay. I don't remember this show really at all, but it's a classic show. This theme song is actually kind of a parody of a theme song. It's the Gary Shandling theme song.
This is the theme to Gary Show. The theme to Gary Show. Gary called me up and asked if I would write his theme song. I'm almost halfway finished. How do you like it so far? How do you like the theme to Gary Show? This is the theme to Gary Show. The opening theme to Gary Show. This is the music that you hear as you watch the credits. We're almost to the part of where I start to whistle. Then we'll watch it's Gary Shandling Show. This was the theme to Gary Shandling Show.
Yes, it's a great idea.
And I was reading about the song today, and it's they actually wrote the song, and it's, this is the theme to Gary Show, the opening theme to, I mean, I know all the words, and I haven't seen the show in, 30 years? But they wrote the song, Gary asked someone to write a theme song in an elevator, and they actually literally wrote the song on the whole elevator ride.
Talk about an elevator pitch.
I mean, seriously, right. That's basically how long the song is. And the fact that they just wrote it on the elevator ride, it's so funny. It's just, it's like self-read, it's very meta and funny, and but also happens to be like a great melody, and it's really funny to me.
The only thing I can think of that's kind of remotely like that story of like the guy dashing it off in the elevator is, I talked about this way back when I did a podcast on Michael Jackson's Thriller, but the dialogue that Vincent Price says in the song was similarly like dashed off at the last possible minute, the morning before it had to be recorded. So yeah, it's funny that sometimes that like time pressure yields a great idea.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Cool.
Ryan, any thoughts on The Gary Shanley Show?
I don't know the song. I don't know the show. I'm probably
you're gonna love it when you hear it.
Okay, good. You're gonna next time I see you, you're gonna have to play it for me because I have nothing to add to that. Okay. Sorry,
that's all right.
All right, Ryan, you're number four.
It is Tiny Toon Adventures.
We're tiny. We're toony. We're all a little loony. And in this cartoony, we're invading your TV. We crack up all the senses. On Tiny Toon Adventures, get a dose of comedy. So here's at the Acres, it's a whole wide world apart. Our homes, we only stand alone, a cartoon work of art.
The scripts were rejected, expect the unexpected.
On Tiny Toon Adventures, it's about to start.
They're furry, they're funny.
They're Baz and Buster Bunny. Mosh and a Match has money. Elmira is a pain. He's hunting
and plucky.
Dizzy Devil, yucky. Furballs are we earn our Toon degree. The teaching staff been getting laughs since 1933. We're tiny, we're toony, we're all a little loony. It's Tiny Toon Adventures, come and join the fun. And now our song is done.
And I love this. We're tiny, we're toony, we're all the little loonies. Yeah. So I remember as a kid watching this and I loved where they go around Warner Brothers, you know, Warner Brothers Studios and Acme Luniversity. And I don't know. I love the show and I love the song too. I think it goes with perfect for the show. It's kind of like an Animaniacs kind of same in the same, universe as that, but
yeah. And Animaniacs would not exist without Tiny Toons' success. It was the follow on right. to that. And you're right. They're very much of a piece. They're very similar. I'll say it's on my honorable mentions. I'll mention it now, but Freakazoid, which was the follow up to Animaniacs, also had a great theme song, which was really weird and silly. I love that show. Gone Too Soon. Very, very weird. But yeah, like the Tiny Toons theme, again, I had the same thought about that one that I had about Animaniacs, which is like, did they just change the lyrics to some other song I have heard before? Nope. It's just one of those melodies that's like perfectly constructed.
Really good. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It's perfect. And it goes well because it's kind of a crazy song and the show's kind of, I mean, it just the flow of it goes so well with the show.
And it evokes the Warner Brothers original, like Looney Tunes music.
100%.
Which is actually that was a pre-existing song called Merry Go Round Broke Down. That's the, you know, da 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 da. And the Tiny Toons theme song does, in a way, kind of harken back to that without directly quoting it. So, all right. And my number four, so this is one that I guarantee neither of you have heard of. This is an obscure pick, but, you know, one that a show that I absolutely loved as a little kid. And we did do an episode on this series. And that is a cartoon that was on Nickelodeon in, I want to say, 86 or something. It was an import, but it was called The Mysterious Cities of Gold. And I am sure none of you have heard of it, but you're about to hear a clip and you'll understand why it's on my list. Because the song fucking rules and it will be in your head forever. Here we go.
Children of the sun, see your time has just begun. Searching for your ways through adventures every day. Every day. For the cities of gold.
The secret holds the key. Ah, someday we will find the cities.
just heard the theme song to the Mysterious Cities of Gold, and it fucking ruled. That's all I have to say.
That was great. No, I'm just kidding. I didn't hear it.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it thoroughly. I won't be able to sleep tonight.
Yeah, I need to revise my list because that's now my number one. Yeah,
you're joking, but it is a great song.
I knew there was going to be a fucking obscure song.
I agree. I'm not saying it isn't obscure, but man, it's a good song. So if you haven't seen the series, it's about little boy and a little girl who are taken, you know, they have these like mystical medallions. They're taken to the New World during the 1500s to search for the mysterious city of El Dorado and the adventures they get into on the way. All the score for the show is amazing. It's an old Saban cartoon, so it's got a little anime kind of look to it. But yeah, the music is amazing, including the theme song. So there you go, The Mysterious Cities of Gold. All right, Amy, you're number three.
Okay, my number three, Ryan already mentioned this a couple of rounds ago, and it's the Big Bang Theory song. So we don't have to spend a lot of time here, but
yeah,
I love it.
Great song.
Love it. Love the show.
Great song.
Yep.
Right.
Moving on.
Okay, so my number three is the Rembrandts, I'll Be There For You from Friends. I think I think everybody's heard it 1,000 times, but it's a great song. And REM, actually, they approached REM to write a song for, or maybe they already had a song for Friends and they declined. I'm sure they wish they hadn't at this point, because I'm sure the residuals would have been very nice. But they went to a band that they already had signed, which were the Rembrandts, and the rest is history. And the Rembrandts wrote this, and it's a great song.
It does have kind of an REM sound, at least REM of that era. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's who they wanted to do it at first, but for whatever reason, I guess Michael Stipe had something better to do that day.
I guess they just had to find a band with the same first three letters.
Yes.
Good point. But I'm bummed. Good job.
That's why I'm here. I thought this song didn't qualify, so it didn't even cross my mind to put this song on the
list. As far as the research that I did, it was written for Friends.
And it certainly had a life as a radio and music video hit on its own. And we've been doing a Friends rewatch, and in fact, preview, my plan is to still make episode 100 of the show on Friends. Because, I mean, a huge part of all of our youths, and like I said, we've been doing a rewatch. We haven't been skipping the song. we're into like the third season already.
It's a good song. I mean, would I like it if not for the show? I mean, it's so like tightly related to me. You can't hear that song without thinking of them dancing in the fountain.
Right. Right. It's a good song.
And I think even people who don't care for the show will probably concede the song is damn catchy.
I'm not a huge Friends. I'm like, there's people who absolutely worship Friends. I'm not one of those people. I can take it or leave it, but I love the song. The song is great.
It's a great choice. All right, my number three is The Muppet Show.
It's The Muppet Show with our very special guest star, Shirley Bassey. Yeah!
Why do we always come here?
I guess we'll never know.
It's like a kind of torture to have to watch the show.
It's time to get things started on the most sensational, inspirational, celebrational, motivational. This is what we call a Muppet Show.
Camilla, your uncle's calling.
So that's why when you said, oh, I bet, I know, she said Sesame Street, and you're like, I got one coming.
That's what I thought.
I thought it was going to be the Muppet Show. You know, it puts you in the right space for that show. It's catchy. It's, you know, it's got all the characters. You got Statler and Waldorf joking from the side. And, like, it was so good that when they did that 2011 movie about getting the Muppets back together, they had to, like, redo the entire thing within the movie. Like, it's, I don't know, just, like, hearing that song, like, I mean, look, I'm going to, people who listen to the show know I'm going to weight the Muppets heavily toward, you know, if I can. And,
yeah.
You know, it's just, what more do you want out of a theme song than something like that? It's all your favorite Muppets.
It's on my honorable mentions list. I totally agree. It's a great song.
Yeah.
Yep.
Amy, number two.
All right, number two. So my number one and my number two songs to me are just like the epitome of a theme song to me. Like, you cannot have a list without these songs. So my number two is, and I hope this qualifies, the Cheers.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. Troubles are all the same. You wanna be where everybody knows your name. You wanna go where people know. People are all the same. You wanna go where everybody knows your name.
Making your way in the world today. This song was Emmy nominated. This is the one that's on my iPod. It's like the quintessential theme song to me. Like the best, the cream of the crop, minus my number one. But yeah, I mean, it is classic. There's nothing else to say except that it's just great. It's a great song.
It's coming up on my list too. So there, I mean, there's really, I mean, if we're going to hear it again for me, it is a great, great song. And if you hear, it's funny too. If you hear like the whole song, it's a funny song, and it's actually on my swimming iPod nice. Too. So yeah.
Is that your number two or your, okay.
I think we're giving it away.
Okay.
You know, I learned how to play that song on the piano. Mm-hmm. I remember when I was young too. Like it was an easy thing to, oh, okay, B flat major. Gotcha. You know, yeah, incredibly just catchy song. I actually like Frasier better than Cheers as a show. And I was a little bit bummed that like, oh, I mean, yeah, the little like toss salad and scrambled eggs thing is fine, but it's not going to like hit you in the feels the way the Cheers song does. So. Yeah.
Well, and I think, and I love the message of the Cheers song. I mean, it's so great to go someplace where everyone knows your name. Everyone loves that. I mean, mm-hmm. it's like home, you know, everybody, it's a great feeling to go to, and like I have, you know, when I go into a restaurant that I go to a lot and I know people and they know my name, it's like, oh, this is, oh, this makes, it makes me want to continue going, you know?
If I'm gonna be an alcoholic, this is the place.
Yes, to be. Exactly.
I mean, it's kind of funny that it's like that's what you're singing about is a bar.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine spending that much time at a bar.
No, God, no.
Like, you know what liquor costs at the grocery store? It's a lot less, right? Anyway,
but you don't have the friends.
You don't have Norman.
Yeah,
you don't have John Ratzenberger there to drink with you.
You don't have Shelley Long to manage the place or whatever, or Kirstie Alley. Yep. Okay, so my number two is DuckTales.
Life is like a hurricane here in Duckburg. Race cars late. might solve a mystery or rewrite history. DuckTales, woo! Every day they're out there making DuckTales, woo! Tales of daring, do bad and DuckTales. Danger,
watch behind you.
There's a stranger out to find you. What to do? Just grab onto some DuckTales.
And it's just a great song. It sticks in your head. You'll never get it out. And I think it kind of, it's probably in the same universe as Tiny Toon Adventures and Animaniacs. It's kind of one of those cartoons that are fast. It's just great. It's a great song.
Yep. I got DuckTales as my number two as well.
Ooh.
Okay. Ooh.
No shock there. It is. You know, if anyone who's listened to the show, again, it came up on our Disney podcast. We did a DuckTales episode a while back. So I've kind of said my piece on the song, but I mean, it's incredible. Like that as catchy it is. And Amy, I have one more fun fact about DuckTales for you that I didn't mention on the Disney podcast because I didn't remember at the time we were recording it, but when I went and researched stuff. So one of the songs you picked for that episode as one of your favorite quote-unquote Disney songs is a little bit of a stretch, but was the Babysitter's Blues song from Adventures in Babysitting.
Written by the same person.
Written by the same person who wrote the DuckTales theme song.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So, but, like, I can't think of a better, like, cartoon theme song than that. Like, it just, that thumping bass line through the whole thing and the little woo, like, it's... It just gives you everything you want, and
it's
then
great.
Lead
it's
into great. The show, which is all about just incredible adventure. So,
and it's a great show too, and so that's why it's it's probably my favorite as a kid. Probably my favorite cartoon.
I mean, you know how much heart and soul you have to put into a show to make a crotchety billionaire the character you root for. It's pretty impressive, actually.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, so before we get to number ones, let's do some honorable mentions. I bet these lists are going to be kind of long. This might be some time to kind of riff and do some a lot of different stuff.
Okay. All right. Am I going first?
Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. So my honorable mentions do not follow the rules. So, I mean, they might be songs that are songs that exist prior to the TV show. So I've got the Golden Girls theme song, which is a great melody. It's a ringtone on my phone. I wake up to it sometimes.
Yeah. And if people don't know.
And it's a great show.
Yeah, but it is not, it wasn't written for the show.
No, it existed before. Also, the Mary Tyler Moore theme song.
Who can turn the world on with her smile? Who can take a nothing day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile? Well, it's you, girl, and you should know it. With each glance and every little movement you show it. Love is all around, no need to waste it. You can have a town, why don't you take it? You're gonna make it after all.
Who can turn the world on with a smile?
That's a good one.
Yeah. I've got the Fiona Apple song from The Affair, which but it's just such a classic Fiona Apple type song. And it might actually have been written for the show, but it just didn't qualify. Like, it didn't hit
Does
as
Fiona
high.
Does Fiona Apple have, like, another song other than Smooth or Criminal or whatever song? I didn't even know she sang anything else.
How dare you? Get out of here. I love Fiona Apple.
We saw her in concert once.
We did. I've seen her multiple times in concert. She's phenomenal. She's an amazing writer. I'll make you a mixtape.
Okay. Sounds good.
speaking of mixtapes, Dawson's Creek, I don't want to wait for our lives to be over.
That I saw Paula Cole, and is that Paula Cole, right?
Yeah.
She wrote, you know, she wrote that song for her grandfather and grandmother. It's about like World War II and him coming home, and aww, it's actually a really deep song if you listen to the lyrics. But yes, it's a very good song.
Yeah.
She didn't write it for the show though.
No, it was out for like a year before it was on the show.
Yeah.
SpongeBob SquarePants, although I wrote it down, SpongeBob SquarePanters, the Muppet theme song, Scooby Doo. Mr. Ed, going back to our Nick at Night era.
That's
of course,
on my,
of course.
Of course. Yeah. And then I got
that's on mine too.
Gilligan's Island and Three's Company, so other ones that showed up. Yeah, that's it.
Cool.
All right, Ryan?
So we have, God, we have a lot of the same. I have Gilligan's Island, Brady Bunch, Mr. Ed, and the Addams Family on mine. So I think all of them have been, we've talked about already. So
I have a long list of honorable mentions. This was hard. Like, there were so many. They kept popping on and off my list. I want to have like, I was trying to find one recent theme song that was good. I went with Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Be fascinating transition.
Damn it!
Which is actually a pretty fun song.
Okay, yeah, that is a good song.
That's the only recent one I have. The rest are older, so G.I. Joe, The Flintstones, Different Strokes, Three's Company, Muppet Babies.
Oh, that is a good one.
Muppets, mm-hmm. There's a new series, Muppets Mayhem, which is just all about the Electric Mayhem. It's on Disney Plus. The theme song fucking rules. It's great.
Hit me like a hurricane.
Let's see, The Facts of Life, Green Acres.
That's a good one, too. Facts of Life, that was a good one.
Pee-wee's Playhouse, Transformers, The Brady Bunch, WKRP in Cincinnati.
Oh, there's a Page 2.
The only one I want to mention for Page 2, which is like, I put on there, like, these are like the licensed songs that I thought were really cool. So The Sopranos, Peacemaker, and then... a song called Far From Any Road, which is the theme song to True Detective Season 1, which is like kind of like this sort of almost Johnny Cash sounding creepy song, which I just really dig, but would not qualify for the list. So those are the honorable mentions. Amy, you're number one.
All right. Song.
Dun, dun, run.
As long as we got each other, we got the world spinning round and round. Yeah, so the Growing Pains, if you couldn't understand what I was just singing, that's the Growing Pains theme song.
Show me that smile.
Ooh, show me that smile.
Don't waste another minute on your crying. We're nowhere near the end.
The best is ready to begin.
Oh, as long as we got each other.
Thinks it was written by Alan Thicke. It wasn't. But this is the theme song of all theme songs. I'm sorry. It just is. It's the greatest song of all.
It's a phenomenal choice.
It is. Good job.
It doesn't mean
I can't
it's a bad
believe
song.
You don't have it. I can't believe nobody has the song. It is so good to
me. That is a really good song. It is a good song.
Yeah. that's all. That's all I have to say about it. Just a great, like I said before, it's like all about melody and lyrics to me. And that one is, I mean, it's just the sweetest, like, you know, the cutest song. The lyrics are really sweet.
I actually am going to go and listen to that after this.
You're going to revise your list, and I want you to text me.
I might have to revise my list after that because that is a good song. So, yeah.
Ryan, I think I surmised that our number twos were the same, and I think our number ones are the same. So on three. One, two, three.
Two, three. Cheers. Yeah, cheers. Wow. Yep. Good. Yeah.
Roll out of bed, Mr. Coffee's dead. The morning's looking bright. Your shrink ran off to Europe and didn't even write. And your husband wants to be a girl. Be glad there's one place in the world where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came. You wanna go where people know people are all the same. You wanna go where everybody knows your name.
I mean, how can you not have a list without? I mean, Cheers is just a great. It's just a perfect song. I'm kind of surprised. Gilligan's Island wasn't higher on anybody's list because I thought that would be. But it's kind of my biggest shock of the list.
I had a hunch Cheers would be the song on all three of our lists. You know, it's just so memorable. It's so catchy, and as you talked about before, the heart that kind of goes with it. You know, about camaraderie is so good. It's one of those songs, though, that does have more verses and lyrics than appear on the show, and they're kind of weird.
Yeah.
It's a little like when you read, like, oh, there's more verses to the Star Spangled Banner, and they kind of suck and are strange.
Yeah.
So no wonder nobody sings them, you know?
And some of them could be kind of construed as offensive. I mean, there's one about you marry a man and he turns out to be a woman or something. Oh, like
yeah, and your husband ex-fiance is a girl or something.
Yes, yeah, yeah, something like that.
There's one place in the world where everybody
that's the only rhyme that they could come up with. Do better.
But, yeah, well, it's not in the show, so
it's not in the show.
And a wonderful show. I'd be down to do a Cheers and a Frasier rewatch at any point. Like those shows are so well written. They're so witty, and just the talent that went to both of those shows is incredible. And yeah, I mean, I can't think of enough good things to say about Cheers. Like, what just a wonderful show. And the ending was so perfect. They ended it with such a great little moment. Sorry, we're closed. You know.
Yeah, that was probably one of the better. Endings of, there's been a lot of shows that I've been so excited to see the last one. One of them I'm thinking of is Breaking Bad. In fact, I think we all watched the Breaking Bad finale together, and I was so underwhelmed by it.
Really?
But the Cheers one, I'm probably like one of the only, I remember being totally underwhelmed.
I was gonna say, that's usually one of the ones that's cited as one of the best.
I know it is, but the Cheers was a great finale. I love when we're not open anymore. That was great.
Yeah. Well, so now it's time to bring this show to a close. So thanks guys for coming on to talk about TV theme songs. I had a feeling this would be a fun one to do, and I was not wrong. So Amy, what? It was your idea?
It was my idea.
Oh, I know.
Good job, Amy.
Oh, okay. I knew this idea of mine was fabulous.
No, I said I thought it would be fun. And until now, it was. All right. So as we bring this to a close, normally I ask, like, why these things endure. So, you know, why do you think it is that we're still, you know, these songs are still stuck in our heads, you know, 20, 30, 40 years later?
I think it's because of what I said at the beginning. That sounds like such an asshole. It's what I already said. If you listen to what I said at the beginning, you know.
I'll edit the thing you said from the beginning.
Yeah, just copy and paste it in. No, but it's just that the ability of music to bring you back and just being having that, like, the memories and being brought back to those times. I don't even know what I'm saying. I'm tired.
Ryan?
That helped a little.
I second that. No, I'm just kidding. I think a lot of the points of these, songs were to be get stuck in your head and be part of the what's great about the show. I mean, especially the songs that are written directly for the show. So kind of like, you know, jingles in, you know, like Folgers in your cup. I mean, there's, you know, I think the jingle, there's a place in our brain that music, you know, resides in, and it kind of brings in, I think it's cause kind of the, I don't know, it makes you, it brings you back to, you can edit this because I don't know what I'm saying. It just kind of brings you to a place and that you remember and that you love the show.
Yeah, you know, it used to be that watching a TV show, sitting down to watch a show, you know, it was a ritual. It happened, you know, once a week at a certain appointed time for, you know, a season during the year, and then it was gone. And so, you know, part of the song is a part of the ritual. Right. It was, you know, okay, we're going to all sit down on the couch. It's time for the thing. Let's, instead of saying a prayer, we're going to hear a song. And these songs, as you said, were engineered to be catchy. There's definitely an art to writing a catchy melody, especially when the constraint is something small. Like a good example of that would be, like, I've talked about this before, but, like, you know, memorable music from, like, the games of the NES. Right, like the Super Mario Brothers theme song. Like the hardware said, we can only let you write a piece of music that's like 45 seconds. So if you've got only 45 seconds, how do you make that something that people want to hear over and over again? And all of the songs that we're talking about, yeah, they're less than a minute long. In their, I guess, with the exception of those few that have like radio versions, but they're all like a minute long. And they all do this incredible job of, like, being a memorable song you want to sing and hear over and over again.
And they're kind of an advertisement for the show. Yeah, I mean, totally. In a lot of ways.
Yeah. You hear that music, you know, like, it's a signifier.
You know exactly. It's like Coke. You hear a Coke song, you know, it's or McDonald's or any of those types of different things. It brings you to the, it's memorable and it brings you to the product.
Yeah. All right, so with that, let's finish this up. So, Amy, do you have anything you want to plug, like amazing earrings?
If you want to check out my earrings, you can find me on Etsy and Instagram and TikTok at Momo Bunnies More Co.
Yep, and I'll put links to that in the show notes. And Ryan, you don't have anything to plug at this
point? No, I've got I have nothing to sell. I should get something to sell because I feel like this would be a perfect place to plug it. There you go. I don't.
If you have thoughts on our show, if you want to get in touch with us, I'll put links to all of our social media portals in the show notes. We're on the usual social media places. So, Twitter, Instagram, Threads, and Blue Sky, we're on all those. And I'm also on TikTok, just screwing around, mostly doing impressions, but it's part of the show, so that's there. And if you have time, please do go by iTunes or Podcast Addict or wherever you found this and drop it a review. That is always helpful for listenership and for people to check the podcast visibility. So we'd love if you did that. And of course, tell a friend. That's another great way to get people into the show. So this is normally where I'd talk about what you just heard on the last few episodes and what's coming up on the next few. But I'm recording a bunch of these, kind of early and out of order. So I'm not exactly sure what you're going to hear, but I've got a whole bunch of cool stuff in the mix. So I guarantee there's something there for you to like. So, guys, thanks again for doing TV theme songs. This is tons of fun. So,
bye. Thanks for having
me. Bye. Thank you.
Bye, everybody. Until next time, that is one more entry in the Nostalgium Arcanum.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
All right, everybody, we've let Amy and Ryan go, but I did want to take some time to read feedback that we got on this topic. So all this feedback does come from our buddy Dave Jackson and the Discord server that I like to hang out in with some other podcasting folks and friends of the show. But they all were kind enough to chime in and give some suggestions on their favorite TV theme song. So some of the ones we have in here from Joe Decahedron, that's the screen name, of course, suggested an old show called King Arthur and the Knights of Justice. That's a cartoon I am not familiar with, but I did check out the clip that was sent, and it's a great theme song, worth your time. Ray Ray suggested another 80s cartoon that's somewhere in the back of my mind, M-A-S-K, Mask. Very similar to Transformers kind of vibe in terms of the song, so another good one. I can't even begin to pronounce this. It's spelled C-A-T-G-A-C-A-T-A-N-G. But they suggested Sonic Underground, which is one of a handful of Sonic the Hedgehog cartoons, which it's a good theme song. Somatove, again, the screen names are hard to pronounce out loud, but suggested Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur, which is a current Disney Plus series, which is a very sort of funky theme song. It has kind of a similar vibe almost to Get Lucky by Daft Punk if it was sung by women. So cool sound. And our buddy Dave Jackson, who you heard on our most recent episode on Happy Gilmore and was also on an episode on Pokemon last year, he suggested a classic for 90s kids, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, which absolutely, I think if you're the right, if you're in his cohort of 90s kids instead of our cohort of 80s kids, that's definitely a song you're going to pick. So anyway, thanks again for the feedback. If you have feedback you want to send in on this episode or any other, again, go to our social media portals and let us know. All right, thanks so much. And see you again on the next Nostalgia Arcanum.
It takes a lot to make a stew.
A pinch of salt and laughter too.
A scoop of kids to add the spice.
A dash of love to make it nice. And you got
too many cooks.
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 Soup.
Everyone adds an extra scoop.
Mix an ounce of a smile so sweet.
A dash of cool to add the heat. And you've got
too many cooks.
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 Too many cooks!